When you set up a hotline to answer people's questions, well, people have lots of questions. It's time for Cool Weird Awesome, a podcast that tries to answer questions, though some of the answers prompt a lot of questions themselves. I am Brady. It's Monday, March 11th. This month in 2003, New York City launched its 311 service. It's a service that's helped residents with a wide range of non-emergency issues and then a few absolute head scratchers. The concept of 311 came a few years before New York's service launched. There was a concern at the time that people were calling 911 for issues that were serious, but not emergencies. The idea behind 311 was that it would give people a different way to report issues to their city and thus keep 911 dispatchers free to deal with emergencies of life and limb. Baltimore launched the first 311 network in the mid-1990s, encouraging people to call in situations where there was, quote, urgency, but no emergency. Many other cities set up their own systems soon after, including New York City. And over time, these phone-based networks expanded to give people ways to report their issues on the web through text messages or even direct messages on social media. In the first year alone, New York's 311 service got on average 15,000 reports a day. The city says there were more than half a billion 311 contacts in its first two decades. Most of these contacts were for the exact kind of questions 311 was set up to answer. New York's 20-year report on the service says it saw spikes of calls during big events and crises like natural disasters, COVID-19, or the Great Recession. People have also regularly asked about day-to-day issues like whether schools are closed that day or issues with parking or trash pickup. But in that same report, there's also a page with the title Calls to Remember. Here are some of the 20 most memorable questions reported by 311 dispatchers in New York, which I will read in full and without comment. Can you check if my boyfriend is married? Is there a law limiting how many times you can flush the toilet? Where does Santa land in Manhattan? I'd like to report my neighbor for waving to everyone on the block. I'd like to report a ghost in my window, and I'd like to file a noise complaint against my refrigerator. It's probably not a surprise that the report did not list the answers the dispatchers gave to those questions. And you can learn more about 311 service, including some of the unexpected questions it receives, at coolweirdawesome.com. We'll have another story of the unexpected for you. That's right after this short break. Welcome back. A user on Reddit just posted a video that I sure didn't expect to see. It appears to show someone operating a checkout at a market in Osaka, Japan, while in a full-size, realistic-looking cat costume. I'm Brady. If you're wondering, yes, they were able to operate the touchscreen. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.